have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How y'all? It's Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE. And I have a brand new biblical question, and it's amazing. It's better than the amazing tar baby. It's amazing. The brand new biblical question. What kind of human being are you actually? Actually. Am I saying it right here? Actually.
Actually.
Actually. What type of human, what kind of human being are you actually? Amazing. This is question so amazing. Really, it makes you want to throw up both your hands. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, it doesn't matter what you look like you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast if you're not able to just sit and watch it. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. I mean, your phone or iPad, whatever. Cell phone, iPad. On the listen line, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. It is Wednesday. I was reflecting on this biblical question. And it is, I want to use the word unfortunate for communication's sake. I want to use the word sad for communication's sake. I want to say, but I don't know the right word to use it. So I'll use unfortunate. It is unfortunate that we as human beings, and I mean every human being, except for those who are starting to overcome, It's unfortunate that we don't know who we are actually. You really don't know who you are. And because you don't know, you're living a life of misery. I mean, awful misery. Unnecessary misery. And it's so amazing. So these questions are put there for those who want to know, understand, know thyself, really. And you can. That's what's so amazing about it. You're only stuck in your hell because you want to be stuck in your hell. That's the only way you're stuck, is that you want to be stuck in your hell. And it's amazing. But you can overcome it. And I know for a fact, and without a doubt, and it's always been this way. This is not new. Most human beings, most people, male and female, all races, does not want to come out of hell. They do not want to come out of their misery. They do not want to come out. So you got to leave them in there. That's why it's a false notion to think that you can help others when you can't even help yourself. And that you have a free will. You have a will, but you can't will yourself to have perfect peace. But yet, you believe you have a free will. What a mess, huh? A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Right versus wrong. And the interesting thing about this war is yours to win if you want to. You can win by not even trying to win. Because the more you try to win, you're going to lose. You will not win. You win by not trying to win this war within yourself. Amazing, huh? So I told you yesterday, mentioned this guy in New York running for mayor. And that my country is never coming back. And it's being set up to not come back. Every day, something is happening in my country, in America, to make sure it never returns. That it doesn't come back. Isn't that amazing? We have lost, not quite completely, thanks to the great white hope, Donald Trump is not gone yet, all the way. But we have lost, we are losing America at a rapid pace right now. Isn't that amazing? I'm from the old school. I've never imagined one day growing up, even when I first moved to L.A. at 18 and through my 20s and maybe early 30s, I never imagined that America could get to this point. Really, I know what it is. I didn't know the wickedness of human hearts and that human being, human nature is evil, pure evil. And I didn't know the depths of that. And that's what is causing human, the loss of America. Because I used to think that, I really did, whether you were Democrat or Republican, whatever you voted for, though on paper at one time, I don't know what it looked like now, Democrats and Republicans disagreed on things, but I never imagined that they would Democrats and some right over Republicans would agree to destroy America for power, perceived power, and wealth. I didn't know that was possible. But now I clearly understand it. I just didn't know back then. I thought they all would disagree on certain things, religion and abortion and things like that. But I never imagined that they would work to destroy a free country, a country that you can live in, pretty much do what you want, be as rich or poor as you want, live where you want, just kind of do your thing. I thought everybody loved that freedom. I was wrong. And there were signs. I never imagined that when I first started doing radio some 30 years ago, I did radio. I started out in radio. At that time, internet radio stuff wasn't available or known as well as I know. And on radio, we used to show you and talk to you about over in Allahu Akbar country, where the Muslims were chanting death to America. You would see thousands of them in the streets over there in Iran, Iraq, and those areas. And they were chanting death to America and death to Israel. And they were chanting, they said that we are, the big Satan, and Israel is the literal Satan. And I just thought there was no way that these people could come into my country, into America, and do the exact same thing. It just seemed like it was some in a foreign country, and it seemed so evil. When we were sure and hear what they were saying, it just didn't see it possible to happen here. And it was being said back then, as it is now, that the Allahu Akbar people, the religion, wanted to conquer the world. They wanted to be the Allahu Akbar religion in the world. And I just never imagined that they could bring that here. It just seemed possible. And the signs were there. But it didn't seem possible. And then I never imagined that our government, Democrat, right over Republicans, would be okay with open borders that allow anyone who wanted to come here without question, just cross into the country, and then they would defend it. And as a result, you have all kinds of people here from all over the world with those ideas about America. And on our soil, they are chanting death to America and burning the American flag in front of us on TV. And then you will have American politicians and American university so-called teachers defending it and agreeing with them. And then I didn't imagine that we could bring foreign refugees into America who we know don't love America, but America felt sorry for them. That's why it's not good to feel sorry for anyone. And let them into our government where they make laws and they make decisions about us, the American people. And they do it with the attitude of hating America. They don't even pretend that they love America. Like that woman, Ilhan Omar, the little black woman up there in wherever she is, Detroit, somewhere. And then whatever her name is, from Iraq. Well, no, she's from somewhere like that. They are in our government, and men and women like that. Palestine, wherever she's from. in American government, like in the government, running the government. And they're supporting death to America by not denouncing it and going along with it and calling America racist if Americans say no to it. It's just mind-blowing. And so my country's gone. How can it return? And there are no men, for the most part, except with Donald Trump, who are brave enough to fight for it. America. They are too afraid to fight for America. So Ilhan Omar is from Minnesota. And to Rashid Tlaib, whatever her name is Detroit. Anchor Baby from Palestine. What the? What a mess. And then I thought it was bad enough when I first moved to L.A. in 1968 that white people were afraid of the blacks. And they were afraid to be called the so-called racist. And as a result, and the blacks would make up these lies about suffering because of slavery and all that crap. Pure lies. Just, there's not one black in America suffering due to slavery. And I was surprised at the fear in white Americans about that. And then the blacks got worse. They started attacking the blacks, I mean the whites, knocking them out. One thing just led to another one. And the more they attacked the white, the more the whites gave up. Their schools, their communities, their government, their businesses, and everything got worse. That was bad. I had no idea that it could get worse. And there were signs. I never imagined, one more thing I didn't imagine for now. I never imagined that America knew, all America knew this, that women were not created to lead, but to follow. That is not in their nature to be a leader. God didn't make it that way. And it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. The Americans knew that men and women knew this. And it used to be said out loud. I remember when men and women didn't even want female reporters, news reporters and things like that, because their voices were so, it like hurt your ear, like a fire truck going by and the dogs start howling because the noise from the fire truck hurt the dogs' ears. Men and women did not want women, even in newscasting, because they didn't want to hear that whiny voice or scratching voice or something like that. Remember all that? They would never allow them to run a church. Because they knew the order of things, and women knew the order, too, at that time. And now, in my country, the men are being put out of business, and they're giving it over to the women. It's not like the women are strong enough to take it. They're giving it to them because the men are weak, and my country is not coming back. My, how things have changed. And the anger and hatred of human beings in America today is through the roof. It's through the roof. Families are like, you can't find a peaceful family. It's non-existent. And my country is not coming back. You allow Muslims, more and more started to get into American politics. And they have the Muslim ideas, too. And they don't care that you know about it because they know that you're too afraid not to vote for them. You don't want to be called a racist. In New York, we told you about a guy out of New York. This is from the New York Times. Some guy by the name of Zeron, and forget about his last name. That's a Muslim name. That is not American. A 33-year-old state assemblyman built a significant lead over former Governor Andrew, who conceded the race to a Muslim. Andrew Cuomo left the doors open to running in the general election. And I want you to hear this clip, video, soundbite from this guy, this Muslim, and his mangani. I don't need to say it there. His plan for, I'm talking to my producer, his plan for city-owned grocery stores in New York City. Watch this from X.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zahran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores, whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging. These stores will operate without a profit motive or having to pay property taxes or rent, and will pass on those savings to you.
Sorry about the shakeup there. What was that about?
Honestly, I'm not sure. But I just refreshed it, so it shouldn't do it again.
You want city-owned grocery store to put private business out of business. That's what they do in Iran, Iraq, and Palestine. And this man is running for mayor of New York. Socialism. So that they can control you even more so. And it's like the people of New York have not had enough pain. I told you, human beings love misery. They love their pain. It's a thrill. They love complaining. It's a thrill. This guy, a Muslim, it appears he's a Muslim. He has a Muslim name. And there's a possibility he will be a part of our government. And he's telling you, he wants city-owned grocery stores, meaning that put private business out of business so we can control you at the grocery store. And they try to make it sound attractive. They say, well, so it will not be a profit-owned government, a store business. But he's not telling you it will be a controlling business. To control everyone, just like they do in Iran, Iraq, and all those places. And you vote for them. And we have so many of these people in our country now that the white voters won't even count after a while. And you know, not all, of course, but the black voters going for this guy. They're not going to go for what is right. They have a governmental mentality already for the last 70 years. And when you hear free government-owned grocery stores, you know the blacks are going to go for that. This guy, Mandandre, whatever his name is known for changing how he talked to win over voters. Why is this a mess?
Because I think that New Yorkers, more than they hate a politician they disagree with, they hate a politician they can't trust.
On the subject of trust, you've adopted different speaking accents in different scenarios.
But they go to their local bodega.
Is there one that's real and one that's affected?
What I would say is, as any immigrant knows, having been born in Kampala, Uganda, and then raised in South Africa, and moving here when I'm 7 years old, is there different parts of my life?
Worldwide tour is a worldwide tour is a worldwide tour. Yeah.
Mamdani was talking about a worldwide press tour back when he was a rapper.
Bring the flavor to the fish, bring the flavor to the rice.
in a Disney movie directed by his mother.
Nepotism and hard work goes a long way.
Here in New York City, this is how I speak, this is how I am.
Do you believe in the First Amendment, Tom Holman?
Amazing. This should make you tremble. But you're not. You're a tremor, but you still vote for him. Amazing, huh? And yet Americans vote for him. And he's telling you what he's going to do, what he is. He already told you he wants governmental stores, city-owned grocery stores. And last but not least about this, according to the New York Post report, socialist New York City mayor candidate Zara Girard once voiced his love. According to this report, he once voiced his love for the five leaders of a notorious nonprofit convicted of funneling more than $12 million to the terror group Hamas. Isn't that amazing? And there's a possibility he's going to be the mayor of New York. And according to this report, he supported Hamas. We're going to have terrorist attacks being blown up at the bus station, on the train, everywhere. It's going to happen in America. It's been set up to happen. You're putting these people in your government. What can stop it? This guy, according to the report, used to be a lesser-known rapper back in 2017. In his rap song, 2017 rap song, he praised the five leaders who were later convicted. Watch this. Come back. Amazing. America is in trouble. And when things get worse, and they will, there's no use of complaining, crying, or anything, because you're getting what you asked for, you voted for. You voted for this. You voted for a terrorist attack in America by putting in the people that can make sure it happens. Foreigners from foreign lands in American government. And they can't help but have the same old ideas. They grew up with those. A change of country is not a change of mind. A change of countries is not a change of mind. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. God bless America, huh? You see how the people in Israel have been blown up at bus stops and all kinds of stuff. It's going to happen in America. It's already happening somewhat now. It's going to get worse. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
When men change, then our family will change, then our community will change. The power is in the man. When men change, then our family will change, then our community will change. The power is in the man. When God created man in His image, He gave the power and authority to him. Because we've been raised by women, they know not what they do, keeping man away from God. And until man realized that,
888-775-3773. Quick announcements. The Hake Report, Hake, H-A-K-E, report is at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 Monday through Friday. And James Hake is on fire. On fire. And at 11 a.m., the guy with the energy given to him from God, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And today at 2 p.m., a live Punchy TV episode, brand new episode at 2 p.m. today. 4 Central Time, 5 Eastern Time. All right? Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. Did we show it already?
Oh, I don't have anything like that.
See that sign that says, oh, okay. Punchy.tv. Amazing. Get ready. All right? And last but not least, brand new episode of The Fallen State. Lily Gaddis is my guest. And it was an amazing discussion. She's a social media personality and the host of Down the Line. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I saw the video where you were cooking and you said the so-called N-word or whatever.
In that context, I didn't mean it offensively at all. I was just saying a word like I would say dude or you have the right to call me a cracker. I have the right to call you a nigger.
Yeah, that's right.
So if I keep speaking out about it, you know, maybe we can fight against that cancel culture that has ruined lots of people's lives.
What's wrong with the blacks? It was a very interesting and amazing discussion. You don't want to miss it. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheFallenState.tv. You could be a member there, too. Become a member of The Fallen State and support us right there on YouTube or locals.com. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air. Oh, amazing.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the medical advice that people have been calling in about, and kind of I had an incident in my life where my knees locked and I got real lightheaded and was about to fall out too. So I just think it's really subjective, like medical advice, because everybody's body is different. And what works for one person may not work for another person, but they're trying to help. But I don't really drink a lot of water anymore. I don't drink alkaline water or count my electrons or electrolytes or anything. And it is interesting to me about like medical advice is, it's very subjective, you know.
And why don't you drink water?
Because I used to drink a lot of water because I thought that it was healthy, but it became more of like a nervous habit for me. And I was like, it's kind of like almost like smoking. When I get nervous, I just drink some water, you know. So I think I was overhydrating.
Oh.
And I realized I was doing it. You had mentioned it on your show. You know, they trained us to carry water with you and always drink water because it's healthy. And it feels like it's healthy, but I don't think it's like a nervous thing for me. It became like that way for me. So I don't know.
Well, I definitely believe we should drink water, of course, but
yeah,
they convinced the people to carry around jugs of water. And then you have to carry around water in a special expensive bottle that you buy at the store. And then it could not be a glass bottle. It had to be plastic. It's a sales technique that the people have. That's the thing I disagree with, that you got to be carrying around tons of water all day long, like you're going to the cotton field.
It definitely feels like a sales technique, and it's like it's like corporate. How we do self checkout at the grocery store now, and they trained us to put our carts back. Everything seems like that nowadays. And when you go to the hospital, they're trying to put you on a prescription. They're not really trying, but you can't blame them because that's what people want, the quick fix.
Yeah,
so that's who they deal with every day.
Yeah,
and you know, everyone has to know their bodies for themselves, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Everybody's body is different and their diet is different. So,
though I appreciate the advice I've gotten from people around the world, really. So thank you all for that. And some of it, I'm going to take the advice. But so I do appreciate that.
Okay. And I'll answer that biblical question too, the new one.
What kind of human being are you actually?
I don't see myself as any different. Well, it's like in the physical way, I'm different than a lot of different human beings, you know, race wise and my physical way, but everybody's basically the same, you know? So I guess the answer would be I'm just a no good human being, and one that's not good. because I see everybody is just different variations of the same thing. And, you know, we all trying to overcome the evil in us.
And so what kind of human being are you actually?
One with evil in me.
Amazing.
That's all I can think of. I don't know the different kinds, you know.
All right.
So, but maybe there are people who overcome the evil in them. I'm just one with evil in me. So.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So you should drink water, folks. I'm not telling you not to drink water. I drink water. But I just don't haul jugs of water around all day long. like I'm going. We used to do that in the cotton field because it gets so hot out there. And even then, we put it in a jar. And it didn't cost anything. Amazing. Let me go to Robert out of Kansas. Robert, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Robert.
Good to hear you. Yes, sir. You got back up, huh, brother? You got back up.
Yes, sir. Fight,
yes,
fight,
sir, you
fight.
Did. Yeah, well, hey, what else are you going to do, huh?
Yeah.
So I saw Anchor Baby grab you, and you know, Jesse, it's if you see what he did, it's like almost like I think about you trying to grab us, that we don't fall all the way down, you know, that they're, you know, you're just trying to tell us, you know, trying to get a hold of us so that we don't go all the way down, you know.
Amazing.
So, but no, it's no, that was incredible, Jesse, and hey, brother, listen, this is Massa. This is Master calling in, okay? And my message to you, you little slave Negro, is that you need to take care of yourself, okay?
I am. And, thank you.
And I can't do it for you, brother.
Right.
And no one else can either. But you know what, Jesse, as far as Massa, okay, we need you, Jesse. And so you gotta do what you gotta do, brother, and take it seriously. And
I will.
Yeah, man. And,
thank you,
so,
thank you, Robert. I totally appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Thanks all for right. Everything you do, and I'll get out of here.
Thank Thanks, you, buddy. Bye now. Amazing. Thank you, James out of Texas. Let's see here, James. You. From Texas, on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, James.
Hey, Jesse. This is a simple request. I'm calling because it always cheers me up when you hear that somebody passed away and you just don't seem to care, and you just say, "He dead."
He dead.
So, he dead. So I'm grieving my grandfather, and I loved him, and I miss him. He passed away this past weekend. His name was Jimmy.
You say you're grieving him? He died? He expired?
Yes, sir.
Oh, may his soul rest in peace.
Thank you. He was a Vietnam veteran. Really awesome human being.
How old was he when he expired?
He was 83 years old.
Wow, long life.
Long, good life.
Yeah.
Lots of descendants, and everyone loved him, and we miss him. And I know it seems like dark humor, but if you would say it for him.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
But give it your all, Jesse. Give it your best one you've ever given.
I will. He
really
did.
Really turned off.
Well, may his soul rest in peace, man.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it, James.
Bye.
Bye now. He did. And when she's crying, she's lying. What a mess. Let me go to John out of Long Island, New York. John, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Jesse.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jesse. I was just calling, hoping that you've been feeling better and all, because I did hear about... because... You had a little bit of, you fainted or whatever from dehydration or whatever. So I don't know if you went to the checkup, blood test and all, but
I'm going on Friday.
I'm hoping and praying that everything will check out okay, you know.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it, man. Amazing.
Yeah I got to go for a checkup too because I'm, you know, I'm a little like on the borderline kind of diabetic too, you know.
Right.
So I got to get another blood test or all, but I'm trying to take a few pounds off and take care of myself and all, you know, maybe eat a little healthier, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How old are you?
I'm 66.
Oh, okay. Do you work out or stuff?
I walk a lot. I don't work out with weights or anything, you know. Little bit, maybe. A slightly, you know, like maybe with dumbbells or whatever, lift them up. But I do a lot of walking and But I do, you know, got to get maybe a little bit of the stretching in here and there because sometimes right. I'm a little tight, you know.
Yeah, I have a friend who...
The back, you know, like a little nerve pain.
I have a friend who all he does is walk. He wouldn't dare look at a weight.
Yeah, I do. I understand that. I mean, I walk a lot too. I'm like a Johnny Walker. Call me Johnny Walker without a bottle, though.
Amazing.
You know, yeah. But
thanks for the well wishes.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble, MBender842 says, Jesse, try the Tabasco-flavored sriracha, or sriracha, however you pronounce it. Good.
What kind?
The Tabasco-flavored rooster-sauced sriracha.
Is it hotter than what I'm already?
I don't know if it's hotter, but it sounds flavorful.
It does. Thank you. Nice suggestion.
Bender842.
Yeah.
And Dustin on Rumble says, make sure you get a white doctor. And a man.
That's right. Thank you.
Eli P says, as long as Americans are replaced legally, it's okay.
Jews, what?
As long as Americans are replaced legally.
Okay.
Then it's okay.
Well, I don't want Americans replaced, period. Jews are good doctors, right?
They are.
Yeah. So a white doctor or a Jew doctor? Jewish doctor?
Possibly an Armenian doctor?
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah, they're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
They're good.
The Asian ones are, the older ones are probably good. The younger ones are probably really hit and miss.
But I think that all young doctors are not real doctors. They're like, what do you call that word where you let the people in and then not?
DEI.
Yeah,
affirmative action.
They're DEI doctors and lawyers and things like that.
You said all young doctors?
Uh-huh.
It's called grade inflation. Everybody's graded on, like, they call it grading on a curve. And
people just
pass them socially because they're five, they get into kindergarten.
I know.
They got degrees through ChatGPT. That guy went viral. This young Asian student went super viral showing off his laptop, showing off how he got all his answers through AI.
Wow.
At his graduation.
Wow. That's what we have in America today.
Thank you, Eli P. And Fazul, when they say Jesse was sick, I said, we sick, boss?
Oh, like, yes, master, we sick. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Groovy Monkey, and the rest, as always, fellas and ladies. And Terry, welcome. T-E-R-R-Y. Welcome as a JLP show member on the YouTube channel. That's cool.
Right on. Thank you, Terry. Amazing.
Eric says, Renee is not telling her son why to do things, such as shower and show up on time to school. Women have no sympathy on men who behave like women. He's practicing being homeless and lonely, says Eric, with three coffees.
The worst thing, and I don't know Renee's situation, but I do know that a dominating woman and a passive man in a family is an abomination against God. And it destroyed the women and children, and it's not good at all. I do know that, but I don't know their situation. I'm just saying, you got to bring that order back, and then it will work. The father, in the right way, must be the light of the family. Amazing. Thank you.
And Jamil, a coffee. Hey, Jesse, how about taking some time off? Go relax for a while. My selfish suggestion is after church on Sunday till the next Saturday, because I don't want to miss church. But really, give it a thought, and if you do it, don't look at news. Like you said Sunday, let the world burn at least for a week. Smiley face. Love you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that advice. Good advice, by the way. Thank you.
Tom bought our coffee. Just a fun fact. Did you know that on Trump's old reality TV show, there's a clip of him giving advice to someone where he tells them something like, never get angry at anything or anyone. Only pretend to be angry if you need to scare people. Maybe this is, has something to do with his success? Emoji.
100%. And I still want to encourage all human beings, do what you want, of course, but have a little space between you and the great white hope, Donald Trump, but observe. And the way he deal with life, you can do it too. The way Christ dealt with life, you can do it too. You don't have to be you any longer. You do not have to be you any longer. I'm telling you. But you got to work on yourself. You got to pay attention to what's going on within you. That is amazing. Thank you.
Very interesting. I looked for that, but I couldn't find it. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
With
Thank
Dr.
you.
Donald
it sounds
Trump.
Like him. Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like him.
Thank you, Tom, for that fun fact. Gregor Trump bought a coffee. Jesse, I have some good news for you. Are you ready?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yesterday, I was talking to a white man at the park. I asked him, how's the baby? He said, she's fine. They have two now and another on the way. Told him right on my head. I was thinking, we need white babies. There is still hope.
That's right. July's White History Month. Get ready. It's going to be amazing. And don't forget to remind the great white hope, Donald Trump, to recognize July as white history and get your shirts. And, well, we don't have hats yet, but get your shirts. White History, my T-shirts. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing.
Brendan out of Canada bought three coffees plus one more, and it's not that pithy, but I can summarize, I think. Hey, Jesse, I've been seeing this woman for 7 months, 2 years older than me. Bothers me a little bit. She's trying to get a visa, like a student visa or something. And we're dating and talking, and we had sex. Sex? He didn't say it like that. I'm saying it like that. That's just my personality coming through. They agreed to stop doing that because they want to do it the right way. But he still feels something in him wrong about the relationship. She's 2 years older and she's foreign and she's trying to help her and doesn't want
to. She's trying to come here?
Yeah.
And she's older than him?
Mm-hmm. And so he says, something in me doesn't feel fully right about it. I do like her. She seems like a nice woman. What do you think?
Do what you want, all right? Always do what you want. I suggest you run, don't walk, as far away from her as you can. If she's in another country and she's older than you and you feel weird about it, like something is wrong, I would leave that one alone and return to the Father and let him add what you should have unto you. But I would not recommend you get involved with an older foreign woman. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. But do what you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, Brendan out of Canada. T. Smith on Cash App for coffee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
I got to take a quick break. Amazing. A quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. They have all kinds of stuff happening in America and in the Iran, and in the government. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, June 25th, A.D. 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, okay? I'm doing both signals for the phone hand sign because the young people do the flat hand because they have flat phones. But it is fake news, not fake news. American hospitals and utilities are on alert for the possibility of cyber attacks following U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites last weekend. So far, there haven't been any new breaches, but hackers linked to Iran, have reportedly been talking openly online about retaliation, one cybersecurity expert said. And speaking of the U.S. and Iran relations, the U.S. military's strikes on three of Iran's nuclear facilities over the weekend did not destroy the core components of its nuclear program, according to CNN, which Trump is disputing CNN's reporting and others' so-called reporting. As President Trump claimed, an early U.S. intelligence assessment report supposedly showed. Instead, the attack likely only set Iran's program back by months, not by years. Months works, right? Months works. Sources told CNN that Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium was not destroyed and that its centrifuges were largely intact, they claimed. On his social media site, that's Truth Social. They don't want to name his Truth Social. Trump decried the CNN story and claimed the attack was, quote, all caps, one of the most successful military strikes in history. The nuclear sites in Iran are completely destroyed, exclamation mark, unquote. On Tuesday night, Steve Witkoff, Trump's Middle East envoy, went on Fox News and blasted the leak of classified US-0 intelligence. Quote, it goes without saying that the leaking of that sort of information, whatever site it goes out on, is outrageous. It is treasonous, said Steve Witkoff, W-I-T-K-O-F-F. And DOGE firings, even as the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, continues its campaign to shrink the federal workforce. Agencies are rehiring and ordering back from leave a number of employees who were laid off. Some firings stopped by the courts, you know, those degenerate courts. Other reinstatements came from the request of lawmakers and industry groups that they supposedly serve. Many federal so-called workers reinstated when the administration realized they needed their expertise and experience in areas such as the bird flu and mine safety and weather forecasting. Max Steyer, CEO of Partnership for Public Service, said the firing and reinstatement of workers show the mosaic of incompetence, claims he, and a failure on the part of the administration to understand the critical value that the breadth of government expertise provides. Whatever. On Tuesday, a federal so-called judge also blocked President Trump's efforts to terminate collective bargaining rights. That's communist union crap. Sorry, kids. Ladies. For more than 1 million federal employees. Imagine that, degenerate. And speaking of degenerate, the New York City mayoral election, Zohran Mamdani declared victory in the New York City Democrat primary. A loss for all, honestly. For mayor, after his top rival, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, conceded. Common Nonsense projects the Democratic Socialist and three-term state assemblyman's initial support will remain below 50%, meaning the race will be formally decided by ranked choice votes, meaning he's like the second choice for some people, but that makes him beat out Cuomo, as you may have heard on American Anchor Baby and other stuff, I think. Anyway, I'll tell you about him. We'll talk about him later, but you already heard a little about him earlier this hour. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again for those who are just waking up. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question. And it's another doozy. What kind of human being are you actually? What kind of human being are you actually? What kind are you? Amazing, huh? Know thyself. The one thing about knowing yourself, you're going to be shocked at what you find. And if you stay with it, it will be amazing. It will be. You won't be disappointed. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows, but you don't have to miss a show. Because you can be listening, and no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. Manhood Hour. I want to play this soundbite from about Matt Gaetz, but I don't know what to think about it. So maybe you do. And the anchor baby said he has some doubt about this one too. So I totally understand and I agree. I don't know what to think about it. I want to know what you all think about it. And so what you're going to see here is, according to the report, Matt Gaetz is communicating with his mother. And apparently he's on an airplane and he's communicating with her. And someone allegedly is either sitting next to him or behind him. And they are videotaping Matt's conversation with his mother, according to the report. But what's suspicious about it is that Matt is holding his cell phone up like that for that whole time while it looked like somebody is recording it. So I don't, how many of you, especially people like that, Matt, he's been in government and all eyes will always be on him. And he will have to know that if he holds his cell phone up for that long, that at some point somebody going to be videotaping it. So I don't know if this is a setup for attention or if this is an accident or even if it's real or not. So I want to know what y'all think. This is from The Independent. Matt Gaetz confirmed on Tuesday that a viral TikTok video showing his mother arguing with him via text about Donald Trump's strike on Iran is real. Adding that a person sitting behind him on a recent flight recorded, quote unquote, recorded me without not my knowledge, quote unquote. Watch this for viral news.
Former Representative Matt Gaetz was caught texting his mom for advice on how to deal with President Trump. In the 72-second video, surreptitiously filmed by a passenger on a recent flight and posted on TikTok, Gaetz's conversation is in full view, thanks to a zoomed-in screen that made the message text larger. The user captioned the exchange, POV. You're sitting behind Matt Gaetz and he's texting his mommy. Gaetz's mom, Vicky Gaetz, warned the ex-Florida congressman, don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You will lose viewership, the doting mother warned. Your days in Congress are over. Let's not mess up the media gig, she said of his job as host of The Matt Gaetz Show on One America News Network he started in January. The president has been a very good friend to you. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn, his mom admonished. I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him, Gaetz insisted. I've never been freer to share my views, and I'll continue to do so.
Mason. First of all, why is he asking mama for advice? That's first of all. And the mama said, MAGA would turn on you. What the? And he held his phone for a long time, if this is real, and not an act. And I like Matt. I know that he's a smart man. Matt Gaetz mentioned that the mother who cheered for Bush, I'm sorry, the people who cheered for Bush for the Iraq war have blood on their hands. Watch this.
I think about the people who cheered for the Iraq war because they liked Bush. Those people have blood on their hands, he said. Vicky advised her son against trying to guide the notoriously independent-minded commander-in-chief, to which Gaetz replied, guiding DJT always includes a private and public component. I know how to do it, he insisted. The conversation veered into his finances, his mother asking, how many times do you want to hit the wall? Gaetz replied with a flex of his family and assets. I'm a happily married man with a son on the way, two penthouse condos, a one-to-one real estate asset to debt ratio, and $500,000 in my bank account cash, he touted. On the topic of Iran, Gaetz claimed the Islamic Republic has been 3 months away from a nuke since 1992.
Amazing. So what do y'all think about that? Do you think that's a setup? Is it real? Do you believe? You don't know. I don't know. We weren't there, but is it real? And why would he have that kind of conversation with his mama? And why would he hold his phone up that high for that long and having such a, seem to be a personal conversation? I don't know about this one. What do you think, Anchor Baby?
Yeah, I had a similar impression. I think the conversation between his mother is real. I mean, I have no reason to believe it's not, but I saw the video that was posted of whoever recorded him,
right?
And in the full video, he's got his phone out and he's slowly scrolling through the whole conversation from top to bottom. I don't know anybody that does that, like setting it up for the person behind them. Right. Now, that's just my opinion. Right. I personally think it's a bit of a planted story. So that Matt, because Matt Gaetz is on OAN trying to make a name and doing stuff over there. I mean, he's essentially correct, I think, about blood on their hands and Bush. But I think it's a bit of a planted story.
It's interesting. I don't know what to think about this one. What do y'all think? Not that you know you weren't there and Matt didn't tell you what really happened, as far as I know. but I just don't know. And I mentioned in the first hour that my country is not coming back and that you're voting in the wrong people to make sure it doesn't come back. You're voting in, just think about this. First of all, you're voting in foreigners in American politics who have foreigners' ideas about life. Just because they move from one country to another, a change of mood is not a change of mind. They still have the same mindset. And you put them in government. Your government. If these people were that smart and were on the right side, why didn't they stay in their own country and run their own government? Think about that. And I want to show you another horrible situation of a person in our government and the people voting them in. Not only is she a female, she's a foreigner. She appears to be a foreigner. This is from ABC 7. The vice mayor of Cudahy. Oh, one of the, you know, Donald Trump, this mother said to Matt, according to a report, President Trump, the president has been a very good friend to you. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn. That was some wise advice. Mama, you gave some wise advice to your son on that one. And it's like he would know that, though. But the people who betray you more are the ones that you're the closest to and the ones you help, by the way. Remember Judas? And Judas is in your mind and outside of you, inside of other. Your mindset is Judas of the Bible, by the way. Bob and Papa, Thursday, not today. Your mind is Judas. So, Matt, you probably should take your mama advice on this one. Mama said, there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my mama said. That's crazy he's talking to his mama. But anyway, I want to show you another example of whom you've allowed into American politics. And as a result, they are part of bringing America down. ABC 7, the vice mayor of Cudahy, that's in California, is under fire after posting on social media, allegedly calling on gang members to stand up against immigration raids. Weissman from Fox 11.
Yeah, the vice mayor today not answering any of our text calls or emails as her video gains national attention.
Whoever's the leadership over there, just get your members in order.
An explosive TikTok video now the center of a possible FBI investigation in LA County.
Don't be trying to claim no block, no nothing if you're not showing up right now.
For about 90 seconds, City of Cudahy Vice Mayor Cynthia Gonzalez calls on gang members to defend their territory from ICE.
You guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Torrance, and you guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you.
The controversial video was shared last week and has since been deleted, along with these Facebook posts obtained by Fox before they were also taken down. The vice mayor writing, "I need a lawyer. The FBI just came to my house," saying it was about a TikTok video that I made that went viral, literally a TikTok, adding she believes this is a First Amendment rights issue.
Amazing, huh? The mayor, vice mayor of a city in the United States of America, a foreign female. And you put her in your government. She moved, I don't know where she came from, but she sounded like a illegal to me. I don't know if she's illegal, but she sounded like Mexican. And she's in your government. Think about that. I don't know if I ever heard of a vice mayor before, Hank. Where did that come from? I don't even know where that... what's a vice mayor?
Daycare job.
Daycare?
What that adult mean? Daycare for her.
It must be. What a mess. I never heard of a vice mayor. That's crazy. But she allegedly is encouraging gang members to come and stop ICE. She's in, if it's true, she's encouraging crime. Upon government employees. And you vote for this. Well, I don't know if you, I don't know how vice mayor came about because I don't know if you ever voted for one like this. I don't know where, we have to Google this and find out how did a vice mayor come about. So they have a deputy mayor or assistant mayor or vice mayor, according to Wikipedia. So there is such a thing according to Wikipedia. Just think about this female is in our government. And she, according to this report, she's encouraging gang members to come and fight ICE. The mayor is encouraging that, it appears. Earlier this month, the vice mayor was seen, and she put it on TikTok. Think about that. She's not afraid. She ain't no shame in her game. I put it on TikTok, and I dare y'all to get mad about it. I try to vote me out, however that happens. Earlier this month, the vice mayor was seen at a press conference with L.A. mayor, with L.A. area mayors. The city of Cudahy also issued a written statement. This is from Fox 11 too.
And they're using our brown bodies to avoid the conversation that this administration is a failure. And
Gonzalez, seen earlier this month at a press conference with L.A. area mayors.
We're out there, like, fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people. And, like, where are you at?
The vice mayor not returning our calls, but a spokesperson from the city of Cudahy shared this written statement with Fox 11, saying they're aware of recent comments made by Vice Mayor Cynthia Gonzalez on social media. The comments made by the vice mayor reflect her personal views and do not represent the views or official position of the city of Cudahy. We also reached out to every other single city council member here. So far, all we've had back is that one written statement.
Amazing, huh? Where you at? How come when people want to go violent, they sound black? Where you at? They sound black. Why? If ever. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. My country is gone. I never thought I would lose America, that America would disappear. It didn't seem like that was possible. I thought everybody loved freedom. But they don't. They love enslavement. That's why most people don't overcome the inner nature that they're dealing with, because they love enslavement. That's why they won't walk out of the prison of their imagination, because they love enslavement. They love being in prison. You can walk out of prison of your imagination right now. You can walk out of the prison of anger, fear, doubt, stress, worry, loneliness, revenge, gossiping, fear of death. All that could be over just like that. You don't have to be you any longer. Christ said. But it's up to you. So I'm told that Cudahy is right next to Huntington Park at Southgate, south of East L.A. I heard of Cudahy before, but I forgot where it was located. Thank you. It was white American blue-collar town, but now it's 90% Hispanic, according to Wikipedia. It went from white to 90% Hispanic. Can we say Mexico? Mexico. Amazing. 96% Hispanic. My bad. According to Wikipedia. My country's gone. When white people gave up, America went down. It's mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. Defund the police, they say. Who would ever in their right mind, would want to defund the police? Who and why? They want all this chaos that you see happening now in my country because you can't control a whole person, a person who is whole. You must keep them angry and emotional and overreacting. That's why they push anger, because an angry man or woman can be controlled. You can make them feel good, or you can make them feel bad. Either way, or both ways, you are controlling them. 888-7753-773. Let me go out to Australia and talk to Kyle. Heard around the world. Kyle, you are on the air.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. It's good to talk to you, Jesse.
Hey, man. Kyle.
Hey, man. I hope you're feeling well.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you are.
I am. Thank you.
Awesome, brother. I just wanted to say real quick, I think you just gave away the biblical question.
And what was that?
I think. I don't know. you said about walking out of prison. And I was thinking today that I was wondering why I feel so great while not blaming people and trying to forgive them.
Speak directly into your phone, Kyle. What happened?
He accidentally hung up, apparently.
Yeah, Lord, he accidentally hung up, I guess, trying to speak into the phone. If you can, Kyle, call back. Okay, thank you. Let me go to Renee out of Texas. Renee, you are on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how are you doing, brother?
All is well.
Hey, I fully understand now why Nick is the anchor baby. Because on Sunday when you fell, he jumped in there, grabbed a hold of you, and set you down and set you in place like an anchor. So it just dawned on me, like, that's why he's the anchor baby.
He is conscious, and he has the energy given to him by God.
Yeah, he held you in place like an anchor.
That's right. Amazing.
But he's the anchor baby. Hey, real quick, you know, when you go get your checkup, I've had some spells like that where I've about almost passed out, and it always comes back to low blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you hadn't eaten and the lights were on you and you were hungry, you were hot, you were weak, it's kind of like a big combination, just perfect storm. There's been times where I thought I was going to pass out where I had to sit down because I don't want to fall and, you know, break my head open. But I've had those kind of spells that you had. So I'm going to guess it's got to be something to do with your blood sugar.
You may be onto something because the last few days I've been eating before the show. I've eaten a couple eggs and mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And I noticed that it gives me more energy now.
Absolutely,
I eat, because normally I haven't eaten breakfast, if I take a guess at it, I may be wrong, but probably the last 2 or 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
And I have not eaten breakfast because I get up at 3. I'm at the studio early to do the show, and I just don't have time for breakfast or haven't made the time.
Yeah.
And then by the time the show is over, I don't want breakfast. I kind of don't want anything. And I normally don't eat. Once in a while, I may eat something for lunch, a little something, but I normally don't eat until dinner time.
Yeah.
So I noticed that eating those eggs in the morning, it is giving me more energy now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's because if you hadn't eaten since like 6 or 5 o'clock the day before, that's why it's called breakfast. You got to break the fast. So at night, you've been fasting all night when you're asleep. And then when you wake up, you got to put a little something in you to break the fast so you have a little bit of energy.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to guess it's got to be something with that.
You may be on to something because I noticed that I eat dinner around 5. I mean, around 5:30, 6 o'clock, right? And I don't eat any more. And then I eat a light meal even then.
There you go.
So it makes sense that when I wake up in the morning, I would be hungry.
Oh, yeah. That's probably. Anyway, I'm glad you're okay.
You may be on to something, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, real last thing about the Gates thing. I have a comment about it. You know, we live in a time where it's so hard to tell what's real anymore, Jesse.
Yeah.
You know, AI has gotten so good. They used to call it deep fake. Years ago, it was a deep fake where it was like the person's face talking, but it wasn't really them and all this stuff. Now it's AI. I do know one thing, though, that if it is real, that's some beta behavior telling your mom how much money you got in the bank.
I know.
But, I mean, I just heard that and I was like, beta! I mean, that's the first thing that came to me. I was like, you don't tell your mom how much money you have in the bank.
What a beta.
Yeah, he's a mess. But anyway, I'm glad you're okay. Hope it checks out okay. And give us an update.
I will, Renee. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hank, I do notice that. Did you see me eating eggs this morning?
I did not.
That's not true.
It's dead true.
I'm sitting at my desk here during the meeting.
I'm not nosy.
But you nose about everything, yeah? You
I may overhear stuff, but I don't really
You normally
look
don't
at
miss anything.
Oh, I miss stuff. I miss a lot. So you ate a couple hard-boiled eggs or something?
Yeah.
Good
did
for you.
Did you see it, Nick?
Better you than me.
You saw me eat it, right?
I mean, how could you miss it?
I know.
When you look at
I don't look, though.
Yeah.
Darren I'm said he missed ready. It, too.
Yep.
What? 888-7753. I do notice that I eat it, and I do have more energy now.
Nice.
I don't feel hungry.
Right on.
I noticed in the morning I'm kind of hungry, but I didn't know it because I ate so late. Amazing. Let me go to Jaime. Oh, Jaime God. Let me go to Alex out of Tennessee. Alex, you're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Alex.
I just wanted to start off by saying that how grateful I am that you and to you and to all the guys there and everybody at Bond and even the callers, like, it's really, really changed my life in a very meaningful way. All the things that you all have done to help point back to the Father in seeing the journey that you all are taking. And that it's been very meaningful. And I know a lot of people have been calling in and talking to you about, you know, health advice and all this stuff. And,
right.
But, you know, when you fell, it was interesting because I saw that as an opportunity to watch myself and see how I reacted to that.
Yes.
And
Alex, hold for a minute. Let me take a quick break. Hold that thought.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great.
You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Right, Anchor Baby on fire today with the music. Energy given to he and Donald Trump. Him and Donald Trump. Announcement. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, folks. You will not regret it. And you may need just one session, two at best. And a lot of people like, hey, I want to follow up later as needed. And that's fine, too. Family individual counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And again, we try to get you in as soon as possible. And I do it myself, so it's really booked. I counsel with men and women around the world every day. And so, if you like counseling session, go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D, for a counseling session. Phone, Skype, or walk-in, all right? And check out our merch. It's amazing. It's amazing. The merch is amazing. The amazing Tar Baby. He has on that shirt today. He should be telling you all about it later. He's busy right now. How can they get that?
By going to jesseleepeterson.shop.
That's a nice color, too.
It is.
The amazing Tar Baby.
I got a size large for this one because I got tired of these mediums being all tight around my shoulders and armpits. But this one is like all big on me. But
it doesn't look big.
It actually doesn't look big right now. But when I stand up, I look all frumpy. But maybe that's just my body.
Frumpy body. But the maid said, when she's crying, she's lying. That shirt is like selling like hotcake. Men and women. The women seem to love him more than the men do. When she's crying, she's lying. Anger any man with anger is a murderer. Any man slash woman, it means men and women, right? And you are a murderer if you're angry. You're evil. If you notice, all angry people are evil people, and they cannot be trusted. So we have books and everything there. So check out by going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.shop. And you can get the coffee there and everything, all right? Punchy's coffee. And every dime goes back to helping us to help you. Isn't that amazing? And you're helping us to help others. Thank you. Let me go back to Alex out of Tennessee. Alex, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Jesse. It was interesting. I was watching Fellowship, and then when I saw you fall, it was the first time in a long time that I actually felt something like worry happen. And it was interesting because I realized that, you know, that's there's this attachment that I have just to your presence in my life in terms of watching the shows, watching Fellowship, and how I've made that so important that I had this worry that came up and it wasn't trying to figure out, well, why am I worried about you in that regard? Like is it for me or is it for you? You know, am I really concerned about you or am I concerned about losing this thing that I've grown to really love and appreciate, in seeing that light in you? And it made me wonder, like, what it kind of reminds me of the biblical question in that, what kind of person am I, human being am I actually? Am I walking on my own or am I following? Am I following you? Am I putting you up somewhere, in my head or in my, you know, is it intellectual? Is it, you know, does that make sense?
100%. 100%. It's profound.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting. And then also I see how people reacting to Nick, because he did act perfectly in that moment.
Right.
Because he was present.
Yeah.
And I realized too that one of the reasons why you impact people so profoundly is because you do operate presently with them. And you know, me thinking about looking forward to Fellowship or looking forward to hearing what you're going to say about this or what you're going to say about that is putting me in time in the future or reflecting on the past in a way where I'm attached to it. And it takes me out of the present, which is where I'm supposed to be living. And I can still enjoy all these things with everybody, you know, with my family or whatever, or with you and Fellowship. But it's not, that's not where I belong. It's not where I'm still living in an illusion to some extent. And that's what I saw when that happened. And I noticed people trying to put Nick on a pedestal saying, oh, Nick's going to replace you, you know, every one day and all this stuff. I hear other things. And it's just kind of like, it's interesting to see it, to see how people react to things, and to see how I react to things too. And I'm grateful to everybody, including like Maze and Tony and California, all these people, like, because it helps so much in seeing a direction, you know what I mean? A way, a point, you know, you talk about pointing the way, and that's what I think is the best thing that anyone can do.
Oh, amazing. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And one thing I realized about worry is an imposter pretending to be good.
Yes.
People think that when they worry, they're doing something good. And worry pretend to be right when it's all wrong. And but you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. I'm telling you, Alex, if you stay with it, you will. Especially if you allow, without getting in the way, allow that false self to disappear, to die. Christ said that in order to have a life, you must give up a life. And so you got to give up, and it's all that you're working on, it, this false self, this false life, in order to have a life. That's what his death was all about, too. He died from the false self so that we can do it. And he brought us back by doing that from hell. And you stay with it, man. It only get clear. And just watch without opinion. Don't judge yourself or anything, either good or bad. And I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing.
It's amazing, Jesse, and again, I thank you and everybody there so much. It is amazing, and I've seen things or been shown things that I never could have imagined.
Yeah.
With all the education and all the, you know, experience in life and all this, I just there's things that just become clear, and it's like it's just mind blowing. It literally blows your mind away, and whatever's left underneath that, you realize you don't need the mind.
Yes, that's right. What the? Sometimes when I'm shown things, I just shake my head and I go, wow, I didn't know that. I just didn't know. I couldn't see it. I didn't know. And it's just amazing to me how blind, how asleep we are as human beings. And we don't know that we're asleep until we start to wake up. But we're like really asleep, walking in darkness, and everything we've been taught has been wrong. And that's why no one can live up to it, because it's wrong. You can't live up to that. It's not even from God. It's not even real. It's not even true. And it's amazing to see that, man. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's cool.
One thing you're right about, you might be right about, if it's a crooked letter, if I ever retire or whatever, I would want the staff I have now to take over and continue to do exactly what we're doing now. I really want that, because I believe that each and every one of them are capable of keeping going what is happening right now through Bond. So I hope they do take over.
Yeah. I mean, it's someone's got to keep moving in some capacity or another.
And
it's interesting though that the truth doesn't. It doesn't need time. It doesn't need anything of the world. It just continues to exist one way or the other.
That's why the truth causes you to overcome the world, because it doesn't need the world. It doesn't even want you to need the world. That's why I tell you that you got to overcome the world. And anyone that's of the world is lost from truth. They have no idea what truth is. Even when they read the Bible, they don't understand what they read. And so you're right. Truth is not of time, past or future, and it's not of the world, for sure.
Yeah. And that's why I think your work, and because there is, it's clear to me that there is, you're operating from the light, as Christ did, in the sense that there is, you're present, and when you do things in the present, it's interesting how the work lasts forever. It doesn't it lives on beyond your body. There's nothing. The words are alive in the sense that, not that the words themselves are alive, but the truth is alive, and those who are seeking it will hear it.
Amazing, man.
It's amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it.
All right, sir. I'll let you get back to it.
Amazing. Thank you. It's the truth, what you just said. Truth is not about time. As a matter of fact, time, past, future, hate the truth, really. And if you notice, anyone that lives in time, they hate the truth. That's why they won't drop their eco nature. They love living in time. They love complaining about what if or what has happened. Isn't that amazing? You got to live in the present. Everything is right here, right now, all the time. And you don't need to do an if or look back or what would happen if. Don't do ifs. Follow the opportunity, follow the truth. Amazing. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jermaine.
How are you?
Amazing.
Nice. Yeah, I wanted to call in. I'm not sure if you guys are going to cover this story. I was talking to Derek about it. It's about this lady. Her name is Michaela. She founded like a nonprofit rescue fox foundation. And then she got kind of criticized.
Your phone, Jermaine.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Stay with your phone.
Oh, yeah.
So she got bullied. I'm not sure why, because it's when I was getting ready for work this morning, so I don't have the full details. But from what I've heard, she was a very emotional person, and she cares about animals and people. And then, you know, if you care about so many things and people criticize you, you're going to take it to art. But she ended up killing herself. She ended up committing suicide. So that was interesting. I'm not sure if you guys are going to cover that on the show.
Oh, you gave the, excuse me, you gave the story to Derek?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll, he'll look into it and we'll see. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's all interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I will answer the biblical question.
What now? Repeat that.
Oh, I'll answer the biblical question.
What kind of human being are you actually?
Very interesting. I wasn't going to put much thought into it, but then I realized there are only two types of human beings. It's either you're the will of the devil or the will of God.
And so what kind of person are you? What type of human being are you, actually?
I don't think I'm a human being, but the will of God.
You are. So, what kind of human being are you, actually? You say that you are the will of God.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means we're sent here to either do the will of God or the will of the devil.
And so you, Jermaine from Canada, you are the will of God?
Amazing.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I appreciate you responding, man, to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
We're going to look at that story. Thanks for referring it, and make sure you, I like the fact you sent it to the producer.
Yes.
Thank
All
you.
Right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Everything is fake asks, why I add on actually to the biblical question? What kind of human being are you?
Actually. What does actually mean?
Really.
I rest my case.
In actuality.
That's why. Amazing.
Eric, three coffees. If you aren't doing the silent prayer, you're possessed by the devil. Last thing the devil wants is for you to do the silent prayer.
He wants you to hoop and holler. He doesn't mind. He wants you to beg God. I had to be the Lord. He wants you to sing and dance and run around and be drunk as a bastard. He doesn't care. But to be still and know, He is not going to lie. He's going to work hard to prevent you from doing that. But all the other stuff you can do, no problem. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Cloud Bops, I'm calling in to give you health advice, Jesse.
Thank you. I've been getting so much that I'm grateful, though, because a lot of things that people say make sense to me. So thank you.
Indeed.
Like, I need to eat breakfast, right? Because I literally have not been eating breakfast in years. And I didn't realize that because I would wake up hungry and I would go to work hungry, that I lack energy from that. And I noticed already, just eating a couple of eggs and things like that, I do have energy. Do I seem to have more energy right now?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not that observant, apparently.
Oh, evidently.
John.
Thank you, though.
No message from John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
White Wing 1776 on pilled.net. This is how we feel about Californians in Texas. They come here and bring their goofy ideas with them. Face palm emoji.
I know.
About the foreigners coming into America with their foreign ideas.
A change of nation is not a change of ideas. And not a change of mind. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pilled. Lighten or Layton or something. Pretty sure all this anti-Semitic crap is just communism making another run. Their 300-year plot is getting old. Also, is New York refusing to learn from 9/11 Iran? Definitely going to sponsor terrorists with nuclear weapons once they figure out the formula. says Layton.
I saw a report, I believe it was on Fox News, I may be wrong about that, where they have already captured several terrorist people from one of those foreign countries in our country already. And they are implanted, according to the report, in California, Mississippi, Alabama, New York. They're all over the place in our country already. Thank you, Joe Biden and the fallen Messiah, for leaving the borders open. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir, ma'am, perhaps. Layton? I'm not sure. Sorry. Mark says, appreciate what you do. You get people talking about things they're afraid to talk about.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Overcome fear and just don't judge. Don't have anger. Don't judge. And you'll be fine. In God, there is no fear. So think about that. God did not give you a spirit of fear. So where is it coming from? Thank you.
See you on, Jesse. I think you're healthy. You just need to take your time and rest now and then. Take time for yourself. No counseling. Lots of water. You should get a white older doctor, a male. Made me spit.
Baby, take your time. Do it right. Do it right. Do it right, baby. Do it tonight. Amazing. Remember that song?
No.
You know?
No, yes, nope. I do. Of course I do.
Baby, take your time. Do it right. Do it right. Do it right, baby.
Classic.
Do it tonight.
I don't know why I said no.
You don't remember that anchor, baby?
Not even close.
Well, beta. I mean,
I imagine you
not
were
beta.
Here. If you heard it.
I can't call it anchor, baby. A beta anymore. Just sometimes. But go ahead.
Pastor Shadowley gifted the can. All these mamas calling in like armchair doctors. LOL. I feel like we're watching House MD. LOL. Calm down, friends. We got Jesse until our king take him home.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. But I'm grateful, Pastor Shadowley, that they're making some really good suggestions. I talked to Dan. Dan called me the other day, and I asked, told him I have to call him back afterward. I did. Very good advice. And so I'm grateful. Because it's making me eat breakfast again.
Nice. Eric, three coffees in response to the biblical question. What kind of human being are you actually?
Actually. Am I saying it right now? Actually.
Yes.
You black.
I mean, you can tell what word you're saying.
Oh, okay.
I am nothing. Anything else I believe is a lie, says Eric.
Thank you, Eric. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Three coffees from Chill and Lean. Jesse, glad to hear you're feeling better. Funny how suddenly everyone's a health expert. That said, here's one more piece of advice. What the? While most tips have conflicting sides, almost everyone agrees on the value of eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. Wish you the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Indeed. Dominic, three coffees. I drink tap water from sunup to sundown.
Amazing. And you're doing fine? Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
I got to take a break. One more hour to go. And when I come back for back to the Super Chat, your calls in the Super Chat. Amazing. Hate news, not the fake news. Thank you all. I really appreciate these suggestions and health advice and wishing me well. Thank you. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in the world. So get ready. But this is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Wednesday, June 25th, 2025 AD. Let me just double check. The lines are full. Guys, the lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is Hake News, Not Fake News, and Manhood Hour is coming up here in the third hour. Manhood Hour, the third hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show every Wednesday. Fellas and ladies, nice. Ladies can call in Manhood Hour, as many of you well know. And after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show today, the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and then American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And then at 2 Pacific, Punchy TV live stream is the plan, man. Nice. Punchy TV on YouTube and perhaps elsewhere as well. Punchy.tv, I would hope. Nice. And then Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on that so-called mayor or mayoral candidate, assemblyman, state assemblyman, Mamdani, Zohran Mamdani, his platform. It appears that his platform, which includes a rent freeze, evil, making city buses free, evil, affordable child care, extremely evil, raising taxes on the wealthy, off the deep end, evil, struck a chord with so-called New Yorkers. His strong performance at the polls will likely provide a nationwide boost to the so-called progressive wing, meaning communist, of the demon rat, I call them, party. Democrat, you know. If elected, Mamdani would be the city's first Muslim mayor. What a mess. And Homeland Security, we're surrendering some Homeland Security for Muslim socialism. President Trump, though, and Homeland Security Secretary S. Kristi Noem announced numerous appointments to an advisory council inside the Department of so-called Homeland Security Tuesday. Some of the experts Trump tapped for the council include his former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, America's New York City mayor. How far we've fallen from Rudy Giuliani, who was pretty liberal, to this Mamdani person, allegedly, perhaps someday. Former campaign advisor Corey Lewandowski, love that guy, and so-called right-wing political commentator Mark Levin, and Chris Cox, a chainsaw artist who founded the political group Bikers for Trump. Didn't know that. The council provides real-time, real-world, and independent advice on Homeland Security operations. Right on, I guess, right? And a heat wave. Tuesday, yesterday, was the hottest day in over a decade for many parts of the East Coast in the United States. Temperatures rose 15 to 20 degrees above normal. And in multiple major cities along the I-95, Interstate 95 corridor, whatever that is, saw highs at or above 100 degrees brought on by a potent, meaning strong, heat dome. The brutal temperatures claimed at least one life, they say, and sent dozens to the hospital. Maybe they didn't drink enough water. I don't know. And the heat disrupted train services, caused several roads in Wisconsin and Missouri to buckle. Wow. And the record-breaking hot spell is going to continue. A level 4 of 4 extreme heat risk is in place through at least Thursday, that's today, from the Midwest to Mid-Atlantic, and includes parts of the Northeast. Nice. And by the way, teen idol Bobby Sherman dies at the tender age of 81 years old. He had 4 top 10 hits from the Billboard Hot 100 chart, Little Woman, Julie, Do Ya Love Me, Easy Come, Easy Go, and La La La, but not the Hake Report, parentheses, If I Had You. So some of you guys may be familiar. I'm uncultured, so I am not. And all kinds of stuff going on in the world. I'll tell you about it on the Hake Report, maybe. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Manhood Hour.
Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new doozy, mama mia, hola, si señor, gracias, amazing. Biblical question. I didn't have one on Monday, remember, and Tuesday. I'm like, well, I don't have one, so I can't get one. I have to wait and see. What kind of human being are you actually? What kind of human being actually? Nick, let me hear you read that, if you don't mind.
What kind of human being are you actually?
Well, you said so perfectly. For Anchor, baby. What the? Actually. What the? I didn't even know I could say that word. What a mess. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you're the vice mayor of a town, and you're telling the gang members, where are you? Asking the gang member, where are you? You need to come and fight ICE, or suggesting it appear. Or you're fighting for the illegals and giving your own American citizen the finger. Or you're one of those politicians that begging to be arrested because you think the outcome for you is going to be like it was for the great white hope Donald Trump. It's not, but you think the outcome is going to be the same if you get arrested. And that's what anger would do, and deceive you. Or and you just going to school, taking your kids to school, or whatever. You could be listening to the show. You could podcast, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday is, and has always been, let it be known, let it be said, let it be written. Is, and had always been, man, though we take all calls, manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male.
live right, be right, and lead the way.
There's plenty of anger right now. How can you have more?
You don't think it'll exacerbate the problem?
David, I mean, I know you're a sophisticated guy. We went into Iraq. We shouldn't have gone into Iraq. We shouldn't have gotten out the way we got out. The world is a total mess. Take a look at what's happening with Aleppo. Take a look at what's happening in Mosul. Take a look at what's going on in the Middle East.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. I'm not happy with Israel. I'm not happy with Iran either. Basically, have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
Men, no more than ever, we need them.
Ever. We need them, men. We need them now. What manner of man is Trump? The great white hope. The world obeys him. Even Netanyahu. A member of the dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Even they obey him. Think about that. You can be the master of your own world, your own universe. God made it possible. But no, you won't return to the Father. You won't return to the Father, so whatever, suffer and die. Amazing, huh? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. And it would do the same for you. It's so amazing to me that it's just amazing to me, to be honest, folks. Really, I'm black and slow, so I'm not making this up. And I've noticed that I'm hearing more and more over the last few years, and even before that, about other religions, like old-time religion, way back when religion that is not around for right now for the most part. And they were trying to tell you the same packet and the same thing. And they have changed the Bible so many times it makes you dizzy. It makes you dizzy. They have changed the Bible so much. Thank God that he put the truth in our hearts. Truth is of the flesh now. And no one can change that. It's there and it cannot be tampered with at all. And it's there for all who want it. It doesn't matter your background, your nationality, your male or female. You can know the truth if you want it. And the truth is, you can't imagine the truth, by the way. You don't have any ideas about the truth. Ideas keep you away from the truth. Ideas keep you away from Christ. Ideas, belief, and thoughts keep you away from Christ. It totally keeps you away. Isn't that amazing? It totally keeps you away. Ideas, belief, and thoughts have nothing in common with the truth. Zero. It hates the truth. And the truth has nothing in common with ideas and thoughts. A belief. But yet people tell you all the time, you got to have some idea. You got to have some belief. I believe in Jesus, they say. You got to have some thoughts. When Christ said, your thoughts are not mine, God said. Not Christ said from the Father. Your thoughts are not mine. Your ways are not mine. But yet you hold on to ideas and thoughts. One other quick thing I want to tell you. It's crazy. I'm saying crazy, but it's a good crazy. How we do not know the truth. And yet every human being think they do, and they judge. Because they think they know the truth. They judge themselves, and they judge others. And they are separated from Christ, from the truth. Think about that one. Angry people are separated from God and their nature. That's why it's an evil nature. Their nature is that of evil. And that's why when you mess with that, they get mad. That nature is getting mad is evil, right? And they feel the thrill of it and they love it. They love that thrill of feeling good and feeling bad. But you don't have to live that way. You don't have to be who you are anymore, any longer. You don't have to be who you are any longer. Christ said that. And it's true. I want to show you this this soundbite that we got. I believe it's from Jermaine, I think, out of Canada. Is that right there? I forgot already, but I think Jermaine out of Canada. He just recommended this soundbite. I have not seen it yet. This is from GMA. A person by the name of Michaela Rains was, I'm trying to scroll down, be patient with me. Michaela Rains, a beloved animal rescuer. A beloved animal rescuer died by suicide. And her husband says online bullying was a factor. Watch this from GMA.
We're back with the death of a YouTube star with millions of followers. She was just 31. Her story raising new awareness about the dangers of online harassment. This morning, the death of a beloved animal rescuer is casting a light on cyberbullying.
Hey guys, I'm introducing our newest rescue group.
Michaela Rains, founder of Save a Fox, amassed more than 6 million social media followers, sharing her life caring for rescued foxes and other animals.
We are with Chowder and Cassie.
Rains' husband announcing in a video that Michaela, who he says struggled with depression and borderline personality disorder, died by suicide.
For a few years, a group of people had been throwing dirt on Michaela's name.
Ethan says online bullying was a factor.
Most of these are people she knew, and some of them are other animal sanctuaries. They consistently spread ridiculous claims and rumors. She felt as if the entire world had turned against her.
Amazing, huh? A million followers couldn't keep her alive. A million could not keep her alive. Statistics shows most teens and adults suffer from cyberbullying. Watch this from GMA.
Cyberbullying is often seen as a teenage issue, and while nearly half of U.S. teens have faced it, surveys show so have 41% of adults and 95% of online creators.
If you only have negative garbage to say, just shut up.
This year, First Lady Melania Trump revived her Be Best campaign with a renewed focus on online safety.
The widespread presence of abusive behavior in the digital domain affects the daily lives of our children, families, and communities.
Rains leaves behind her husband, their daughter, and the sanctuary she poured her life into.
I'm confident we can bring more light to this world, and we'll be doing it for Michaela.
Amazing. The one thing I promise you, I'm telling you the truth about this. I'm not making this up, and you can prove me wrong. Online bullying did not, I don't know what happened to this woman. But I can tell you, online bullying did not do that. It did not cause her to allegedly commit suicide. It did not have nothing to do with it at all. That was a blind excuse made up because I guess her husband And the woman did not see what was going on inside of her. It had nothing to do with it. It was already borderline depression or whatever they said she had. That means she was separated from the truth. She was separated from God. Anyone that has borderline depression or suicidal or any of that stuff, anxiety, stress, you're subject to the devil. And the devil will make you kill yourself. And once you kill yourself, he laugh at you. He laugh. Because you fell for a lie. As long as you blame someone else for the way you're feeling on the inside, as long as you blame an outside source, you're never going to overcome. You are a victim in your mind. And all angry people are victims in their minds. I promise you that. It was already in her. She already has fear, had fear. That's why she was borderline, whatever they said she was. And she had anger. And she blamed, this man is blamed. And the people on the website, I'm sure they did that because evil people love thrills. Evil people love attacking other people to get a thrill, and they get a false sense of life from that when you overreact to it. They feel alive. They're dead, but they think that they're alive by causing problems for you or causing you to react to what you think is a problem. What a sad way to live, huh? But you can overcome that. You don't have to be who you are any longer. She didn't have to commit suicide for those reasons. If what she did, if she committed suicide, and he's crying and blaming somebody else because he can't see that it was already in her. Anyone that has anger has hatred. And anyone that has that is separated from the truth. You have no relationship with the truth. You only have relationship with evil. Your nature is that of evil. Amazing, huh? It's so mind-blowing, folks. If it wasn't shown to me, I couldn't see that. I couldn't believe it on my own. Belief would not allow me to see something like that. The truth comes from within. It is in our hearts, and not the way you think it is. So get away from that. Amazing, huh? The moment you blame anyone, when you say, you made me angry, I got mad because you were mad, you embarrassed me, you did this, you're a lost soul. You're saying out loud, I'm lost, I'm asleep, I'm evil. Whether you realize it or not, you're saying that. You don't have to be you any longer. It's up to you. You don't have to be you. There's a guy, according to this story, by the name of Nor Nigga. Nigga. I'm just saying what they... Nor Nigga is a football player, linebacker. On December 4th, he signed to play with the Eastern Michigan University. Played for Eastern Michigan University. Before that, he was a star player at Lawrenceburg High School in Indiana. Watch this from X. Nor Nigga, it said. I thought we were going to hear the coach saying his name out loud. That's not the case there.
I think he did.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Whoever that was on the megaphone said, Noah.
Noah what?
I can't say. Oh, wait, no, I have the pass. I'm just saying a man's last name.
That's his real name.
Allow me to play it one more time for you.
Yeah.
It sounded like you almost said.
Yeah, let me hear.
Kuniga. Watch this. Yeah, sounded like he said Noah Kuniga.
So it's a white guy named Kuniga?
I think so.
Okay.
I was looking up some rules for the English language, and it says here that a K before the N, usually the K is silent, but, you know, that's just English literary rules or whatever.
Amazing. What a name, if that his name, real name, what a name and pair who attach on him, huh? What the? They want to make sure they have no fear of that word. He's going to wear it around everywhere, if that's his real name. And last but not least for now, Beatball has left the government. What the? The Hill is reporting the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, aide known as Beatballs, resigned from his role on Monday following the exit of the White House advisor Elon Musk. What's this all about? This is from Jesse Waters' show.
What does Big Balls do?
Right now I'm working on some payment computer stuff. So one of our initiatives is to root out fraud and waste. And to do that, we started looking at the payment computers. And as mentioned earlier, like there is no accounting of what payments actually go to in the payment computer. So, like, you look at a specific line item, like $20 million, and you're like, okay, well, what is this money going to? And for the majority of payment systems, it's like, well, we don't really know.
And yeah, like, what? That would be the response.
Is this the most basic responses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most common response.
Do these people not respect taxpayer money?
I mean, there's no incentive to if you work in the government. I think the incentives will always decide the outcomes.
Yes.
He resigned, according to the report.
What does Big Balls do?
Amazing, huh? I saw a soundbite from this from Jesse Waters yesterday, and they showed him resigning, another different picture of him. But he resigned. I wish him well. I wish him well. Manhood Hour. God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. That will work. And females who overcome being a female, become a woman, they love being who they are. There's no fight. They have no problem with it, and it works naturally. Finally, it works naturally. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go to John. His phone dropped, I guess, out of Long Island, New York. John, you're on the air.
Yo, hi. Hello again, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I don't know what happened. My phone got disconnected or something. And
okay.
Whatever, and I lost the line there. But I just wanted, you know, thank you, for taking my call again, and I'm glad that you're feeling better, you know.
Thank you. I do.
You know,
thank
and
you.
Basically, while I was put on hold now, waiting, I was thinking about the biblical question. And also, you know, I'm a little concerned with what's going on, with our president and the wars, you know, from Ukraine to with Israel and Iran and all that stuff, you know.
And what type of concern you have about that?
Well, it just reminds me, you know, when I was younger, I don't know if you remember, because I grew up with watching movies, music, and all of this stuff, and I was raised up in the streets mostly. So that was, or television, so I was programmed my worldview according to that, and whatever was on news, television, you know? So now, I feel like from the outside, I'm not in the inside, you know? I mean, from the outside, I'm watching like the Wizard of Oz movie. Do you remember that movie?
I do, yeah.
Where the cowardly lion needed a courage.
Yes.
The thin man needed a heart, and the straw man or the scarecrow needing a brain.
Yes.
Or wisdom from the wizard, you know, that supposedly represents the God Most High. But he was just a regular man, you know what I mean?
Right, yes.
And I feel that our foreign policy got no track like that. And I feel like they are in our foreign leaders on both sides, especially our Western foreign leaders. They are caught up in this matrix. And it's like Donald Trump wants peace and everything. And I agree. But he's tied in a bind. And we need to pray for him because I just feel like he's influenced by Netanyahu a lot, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, you know.
Yahweh, his name not Yahweh, Yahoo.
Yahoo, okay. You know, and I know, I'm not saying that he's a, you know, cowardly lion, because I look at Trump as actually being a courageous lion. But I feel like he sometimes is cowering down to Bibi Netanyahu, I think, when it comes to this war, because they, it's unprovoked, it started and everything, and I understand he's concerned, and always been concerned, you know.
And why do you say that Donald Trump is controlled?
Why
do you think Donald Trump is controlled by him when Donald Trump would tick that he, after they he told Netanyahu that, you know what? These people fight so long, they don't know what the F they're doing. They got to stop this. And they stopped.
Yeah, no, right. But there was another
I doubt
attack,
Donald Trump is controlled by anyone.
Right. Well, that's why I like him to see it, because it seems like it's not about this nuclear thing. It's always been about the regime change or the government to overthrow the government.
But Donald Trump has said he didn't want a regime change. If it happens, fine. But that's not what he wants. He wants to make sure Iran cannot...
Yeah,
design a nuclear bomb thing. He's not uncare about the regime change at all. Donald Trump has made that clear. So why do you think that's what Donald Trump wants?
Well, because I sometimes you know, it's like contradictory stories we're getting either from the news or, and then it changes. Like, you know what I mean? It's like. And I believe Trump is for peace, and that's what I would, you know. For,
so then what are you concerned about?
Well, you know, I'm not saying with it's the best government, like the regime change there, but I think the people themselves should have that regime change, the people in Iran themselves, not forcefully, you know what I mean? I think Bibi Netanyahu wants that. He wants more of a regime change.
But what are you concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about it because it's gonna make the so-called anti-Semitism much worse. And then, you know, like I'm not concerned about it. I mean, I'm not. I say I'm concerned about it, but I say people's minds, they're gonna worry more. They're gonna be scared.
What is it that you're concerned about, and why?
Because it's gonna influence the radical people more. The radical mind, if you know what I mean.
But why are you concerned about that?
Well, personally, I'm not, but I'm just thinking about the next generation growing up.
But why are you concerned about that?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on, John.
I have kids, grandchildren, you know.
Hold on, John. 888-77, just a quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live, and these something else is open on
Peel.
Scratch off on Peel. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
When man changed, then our family would change, then our community would change. The power is in the man. When man changed, then our family would change, then our community would change. The power is in the man.
All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. .com. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. You don't want to miss it. He's been on fire lately. What the? And then at 2 p.m. today, brand new episode of Punchy TV. Brand new episode of Punchy TV. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. All right? P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. Check it out at 2 p.m. today. And a live episode. Amazing. And thank you for your support. Helping us to help others. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. I want to go quickly back to John out of Long Island. John, why are you concerned about what's happening?
Well, I guess I detach myself. I live in a world we, you know, occupy it. You know what I mean? I'm detached from it. But whenever, you know, watch the news or hear on the radio and this and that, and I've been paying a little attention to you, and thanks for your show. I've been learning a lot about, you know, anger and what it does to people and, you know, the silent prayer and all that. It's very, very beneficial for me.
Stay with it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it's like,
why are you concerned about what's happening?
Because it would bring, if we don't, you know, sit down and talk, like, with dialogue, you know, in a respectful way, which I don't think has been happening as much. These wars and anger and hatred, and it's just going to get worse. And, I don't want it to see it, I guess. You know, then it could come over here, too, or it could spread. You know, China could get involved if it gets worse than Iran, if they keep bombing and forcing the regime to change, or I don't know, you know?
And so why are you concerned?
Yeah, well, when I think about it, I shouldn't be concerned to that point because it's not affecting me personally right now. But I guess if I'm thinking for the future, which is an illusion or something, right?
And so why are you concerned?
I should stay in the present moment and not to worry about it. It does make more sense. But sometimes, you know, I get lost in my, you know, into the whole concept of what's kind of been going on, you know?
And why?
You know, if you pay attention to the news and, you know, the worldly events and stuff like that, you know? I don't want to see it happening again with the wars. I grew up with wars, you know. It was always war, you know, from television. From
and there
Vietnam.
Will always be wars.
Yeah, it was always wars and rumors of wars, like the Bible says.
Because of human heart. Human beings are evil.
Exactly.
Human beings are evil, and they're going to always be wars because of personal gain. But why are you concerned?
I don't know, because I feel like the concept of, you know, whatever, the word evil, that evil word, is changing the mindset of people to accept it, sugarcoat it, but accept it as good on the overall. I'm talking about the big picture, you know?
Why are you concerned?
Well, that's the way I understand it, I guess, but when I try to, you know, understand it, to, you know. But I don't know. It was just, you know, I just had to get it off my chest a little bit, kind of, you know.
Okay.
Because
why don't you just let the world go to hell?
Yeah.
Why are you concerned about the world going to hell? People love. They love being concerned. They love worrying. They love wars. They love gossiping. They love revenge. They love misery. They love fear. They love anxiety. They love suicidal thoughts. They love their misery. Why are you concerned about that?
Well, you know, I get, you know, if it's natural, if it comes naturally, you know, I accept it, you know. I would accept it, but I feel like it's man-made. Man is playing God in places.
And you're right about that, but why are you concerned about it?
Because I guess it's sometimes it gets, you know, it gets a little overwhelming maybe.
Why does it overwhelm you?
Because it confuses the people away from the truth.
But why are you concerned about that? People don't want the truth. Why do you care about that?
I don't know. Maybe in some way, subconsciously, I'm playing God now or something.
You are.
Yeah, and you know, I repent for that.
Why don't you just work on
you? I'm not doing it intentionally, you know what I mean?
I understand, yeah. But why don't you work on you and let the rest of the world go to hell?
Yeah, I've been trying that, believe me, for years, you know.
Just stay out of your thoughts, have no opinion, and just live your life.
Yeah, I've been really trying that, I was thinking about the biblical question too, Jesse.
What kind of human beings are you actually?
Wow, you know, I used to try to figure that out for you know, especially going back my younger days and everything else, you know, and maybe even now, but like now I try to relate it to the biblical thing, right? What is a human being according to the Bible? Now,
because of time, what kind of human being are you actually?
Actually, well, I don't relate myself to being a human being. I feel I know that I'm a born again Christian, in Christ, you know, and I feel like I'm a living soul now. I'm a living soul having a human experience. You know, especially according to the first Genesis, the first creation stories, which I believe there's two. First creation story in Genesis 1 to 2, 3, then it changed. And then, you know, in the Garden of Eden, all of a sudden there was Adam and Eve. They were like the first humans, but there was man here before.
John, let me just say, call me on Bible Thumping Thursday tomorrow, because I got to run right now. And so what kind of human being are you actually, you believe, what type of human being are you actually?
Well, I don't know exactly what that word, human, because it only came into English dictionary.
So you don't, you're not responding to the biblical question then?
I don't know how to respond to it.
So why do you want to respond then?
Well, I did respond to it. I don't relate myself to being labeled as a human.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate.
You know what I mean? Just label on the overall, or accountant, or a judge. You know what I mean? Or, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, self-righteous in any way or anything. You know, there's good and there's bad in all of us. You know,
John, I got to run. I got to run. But thank you and call me again, John.
All right, Jesse. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for taking my call. Thank you for your insight. And I'll work on the silent prayer, and you know, to get rid of my anger or in any way, you know, I'm more conscious about it.
Stay with it, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jesse. God bless.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. So, Kyle from Australia, you can call back. We're holding the line open for you for a minute here. For a minute. Kyle called, dropped earlier, some kind of way. Let me go to Vaughn out of Texas, Dallas, to be exact. Vaughn, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you feeling?
All is well.
Awesome. Good to see you. So I had a quick question for you.
Yes.
You say that we aren't supposed to have any fear or anything like that, right?
Fear is an illusion, and it's not from God, right?
Perfect. So how come sometimes churchgoers always say fear God then? Why do people say fear God, to fear God?
Because they read that in the Bible, and they have no idea what it means. They are deciding that based on their own personal fear, and they think that that's what the Bible is talking about when it says fear God.
Okay, so we aren't supposed to fear God, right?
No, you're supposed to, when you appreciate God, when you reflect on your life as to how you have changed and where He brought you from, you are appreciating it, and that's what fear means, to appreciate Him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that helps me. I could never understand why people would say fear God. You need to fear God, and then, you know, because I've been listening to you, and you say we aren't supposed to have fear. And all these things, so I just couldn't understand why would people try to tell me to fear God.
Anyone that has fear is separated from God, and their fear is of their father, the devil.
I hear that? Okay, I think that was the question that I needed, man. It's really good to hear from you, Mr. Jesse.
You too, man.
Good to see you up and moving. Absolutely. Try to make sure you do eat that breakfast, lunch, and dinner, man. We do need you for a while.
I'm going to hang in as long as I can. Thank you.
All right, Jesse. I love you, man. You have a good morning.
I love you. Bye. Amazing. William out of California. William, you're on the air.
Good morning, JLP, my friend Jesse.
Hey,
this is
William.
My third call.
Amazing.
Hey, I'm calling you specifically because I've heard again that people keep referring to your blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
And you may or may not remember that I was a military police for about 14 years, and just below an EMT called a first responder and CPR first aid instructor. And I wanted to let you know that the reason why I believe, because I don't think you had your blood sugar taken, but it wasn't that, because you came to right away. So if your blood sugar was actually down, you would not have come back until they put either sugar under your tongue or you had some electrolytes or something like that. But you came to within a couple minutes, right? And it's convenient with the podcast or with the church, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then I heard you saying, I'm all right. Right? And I heard you saying, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right.
Yes.
So basically what happened, three things came together. A caller earlier said about a perfect storm. And so the fact that you were standing up, because I remember you saying that you were asked to stand up, and some while your knees were locked, and then also you said you had gotten hot. So yeah. When you get hot, the human body, when you start to sweat, your capillaries dilate. Those are all the blood vessels that are close to your skin, and that's what causes evaporation to cool you down.
And when that happens, what it
when
called?
Your capillary.
Capillary?
Yeah, your capillaries.
Okay.
They're the tiny ones. Those are the ones in your eyelids. Like, capillaries get so thin that only one blood cell can travel through at one time. One blood cell. One red blood cell. That's how tiny they are. Okay? So when that happens all over your body and those dilate, then your blood pressure drops. And so the fact that you were hot, all your capillaries dilated, you locked your knees, and you had your coffee with probably without no water. And so that's what happened. And, you know, I already told Nick, good job for being present. He saw what was going on. He saw the first flicker. You kind of swayed a little bit, your arm, and he noticed you sweating.
Yes.
I don't know if he has any medical training, but, man, he was on it. And so you are blessed to have him. So
it was just a capillary because I was sweating.
It was a combination of all three. Because when you lock your knees, you can also prevent the blood from returning back up to the heart and going back out to your brain. So when your blood pressure drops, whatever's to the top, which is your brain, it will keep the blood from flowing up there. And it is the same effect as a fighter pilot when they're flying in, those suits pump them up and they got to flex every body muscle in your body. So that's what that was the result of what happening. The cause was all three of those things.
And so what should I do at this point? Dehydrate.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a lesson learned. You just basically stay hydrated. Don't lock your knees. If you like your coffee, drink your coffee. But for every cup of coffee, drink one cup of water afterwards to balance out to get your hydration back up, because caffeine does dehydrate you, and I think you know that,
right?
So as far as your blood sugar, you know that your body can only burn two types of energy: fat and sugar. And sugar is quick; it turns into glycogen in your muscles, and it can break down really quickly. But once that's depleted, then your body starts burning fat, but it has to break it down, and you have to become fat adapt. And that's what the whole new ketone thing is. And looking at you, Jesse, I forget how old you are. You're in your mid-70s, I believe. You're in good shape. You don't have a lot of fat on you, so I'm going to suspect you're usually burning fat and not sugar. So when you said you had breakfast, you had two eggs, that's awesome. Eggs are really good for you. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. I know people calling in mean well, but I've really studied the human body quite a bit and have had a lot of training through the military and other agencies. And I just wanted you to get good information, and I know they all love you, so keep it up. I hope one day to come visit you down there in LA. It's where I was born, and would love to come to church and meet y'all one day, and maybe God willing I will be able to.
Amazing. So in closing, William, all I need to do is drink water, and if I have coffee, have some water along with that. And what else?
After you're done, yeah. And let's say you have two cups of water. Well, before you have your second cup of coffee, have a cup of water.
And if I'm standing, don't lock my knees.
Don't lock your knees. And I'm not. And go get checked. Do you check your blood sugar yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, you go to Walgreens to get one of those things that you prick your thumb with, and then you can test it. But I don't think you've had any. Symptoms regarding that.
Oh, okay.
So, but again, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But you know, I got a lot of practical experience in dealing with people, especially when I worked at a casino for 7 years, and a lot of people fall out. Old people at the casino, they get playing, you know, they lose track of time, and then next thing you know, they're on the carpet, you know?
Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Shout out to Hake. I call his show probably more often than anybody's. And then Nick, shout out to everybody out there in Truthland. And until next time, and God willing, maybe I'll meet you one day, Jesse.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. I appreciate the advice, and I don't take it for granted.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I know that. You're a man from God, no doubt about it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right.
Keep out.
Amazing. Hey, you say that pilots pass out when they have G?
When they have too high of a G forces?
What's a G force?
That's when you turn too hard.
Oh.
And then all the blood goes down out of your head, and then you pass out. I heard.
Oh, God.
It happened to Anchor Baby one time when he was doing a barrel roll. On his show.
Oh, yeah? He passed out.
I'm kidding.
Super chat.
Nice.
Super, super.
Over.
Super chats.
On rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, Pastor Chatelet says, Uncle Jesse, you need some bacon with those eggs. Bacon has as much potassium as 20 nanners. LOL. Cozy bacon cult.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Maybe bananas, I guess, is what nanners are.
I haven't had bacon in a long time, too.
Dang. Captain Something says, hey, Jesse, hope all is well. What is faith? Shout out to the Alpha Bond team. Fire, American flag, freedom, bald eagle, and cool sunglasses. Emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. Derek said, pork is bad for you.
Typical.
He must be a Muslim.
Indeed.
Or Jewish.
So what is faith, he
Thank
asked.
You.
What is faith?
Or what do you is
wanna...
faith?
Yeah.
Faith in the Bible?
I guess so.
Oh.
We'll answer that later, guys.
Yeah.
John with a...
I'll answer that later. What the...
John says, pay it forward.
Thank you,
John. And thank you, Captain Something, for your question. A.B., love you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, three coffees, biblical question answer.
What kind of human being are you astrally?
Nobody. Just a chicken drumstick in God's feast of love. A singer, violinist, saxophone player in his cosmic orchestra of beauty.
Amazing.
A witness of his truth. So really, I'm nobody.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Madeline says, here are the lyrics. Baby, you can do it. Take your time. Do it right. You can do it, baby. Do it tonight.
Nice.
I know Anchor Baby knows that song, I'm sure. I'm positive that he's heard it before.
Yeah.
We just can't
it's
do it
It's hard to believe that he doesn't know it.
It's a
Thank you, Madeline.
It's like a couple of gals singing or something.
Yeah.
C-Bill, three coffees, the powers in the man, 90s remix song has a stripper vibes beats to it. Love it. Star eyes. Thank you, C-Bill.
Thank you.
Alex, 33 coffees, very generous.
Thank
of
you.
Of course, 33. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse, for pointing the way and encouraging all to stand up and walk. The Father's love is alive. Amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, stay with it no matter what. You stay with it. Let everybody go wherever they want to go. You stay with it. Amazing.
Kevin, because the more we give, the more we get on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin. The more you give, I can't be God-given. Thank you.
Nice. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Nikki's on the biblical question answer.
What kind of human being are you astrally?
I am the Galactic Space Force Princess Stars. Just kidding. I don't know what that question means.
What? Thank you.
Almost tricked me. And by the way, sorry to Pilled.net. We're having streaming problems only on Pilled.net. Must be on their end. I don't know.
Thank you.
Sion's bought a coffee. Jesse, you are exhausted. You've been helping people for 30 years or so.
35.
Getting up in the middle of the night probably to take a call from counseling. Sad, forlorn emoji. Nothing's wrong with you. Drink more water. I love coffee too, but drink water, Jesse, in the middle of the coffee. I love you. Nothing's wrong with you. 100. Love hand sign language. It's just you're exhausted. Nice.
Thank you, Sion. I appreciate that. And, I am drinking water. Thank you so much.
Chow Yun Kat, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9.
Amazing. Bible thumping Thursday. Hold it, hey.
All right, we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
I want to go to Renee out of Texas. Thank you all. Renee, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Renee.
Hello. I called in yesterday. I just wanted to do a follow-up on what we talked about.
About your 13-year-old son that you and your husband can't handle?
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, real fast because of time there. Go ahead.
So I let my husband listen to the call, uh-huh. And he says that I wasn't being completely honest with you.
Uh-huh.
So I want to call back in. Yeah. So what happened was is that my husband was, like, taking over, like, the kids and things like that, disciplining them. But then I stepped in, and I didn't like how he was yelling at them and things like that. So he kind of backed off a little bit. So that, I forgot to include that yesterday.
You left all that part out. What? No.
Mm-hmm.
You should stop.
So now
I recommend you stop doing it. That's evil.
Yeah, so we had a long conversation about it, and I apologized. I told him I was wrong for what I did, and, you know, I backed away, you know. But he still stayed in that, you know, he still have thoughts of me interfering with the kids, and it's kind of hard for him to, I guess, get back into motion of what he was doing. So.
Well, be patient. Let him work that out, and you work on you.
Okay.
I wish you well, Renee. I got to run because of time, and I wish you well with that, all right?
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. I am out of time. Sebastian, first time caller out of Italy. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Shane out of Minnesota. And somebody just dropped, I am out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Stay with it, folks. I'm telling you, let the world go to hell. That includes your family member and everybody. And just work on you. You don't owe anyone anything, and you're not responsible for anyone else, except your children if you have little children. The Hate Report is coming up now. The Hate Report. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11, right after the Hate Report. And today, a live episode of Punchy's TV at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Punchy.tv. Thank you for your, we'll finish those super chats tomorrow and the others. And stay with it, folks. Really, there is another world. There is another reality. But you got to travel this alone. And if you're unwilling to let go of everybody and everything, it's not going to work for you. You got to overcome the world inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. All right? I'll be back tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And I've gotten so many phone calls and what do you call those things? Little email things?
Texts
and all that.
And DMs.
And a lot of people, I have not returned your call or text. I just haven't had time. I got so many. But I do see them and I am grateful. All right. Thank you. From around the world. And I am eating now, drinking water, and bye. Thank y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God? So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com. And so you can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show for podcasting and other links. Sweet.